the biggest environmental problem this country faces right now is the policies of this administration. It's kind of stunning to, when you add it all up, just how much damage they have quietly managed to set in motion in only 3 years.
Now, we've listened to folks in the Bush administration who indicate that what they're really doing is bringing some balance to dealing with the economic issues the nation faces and how it relates to the environmental issues that we face.
Well, let's look at three trends. In 1980, when Ronald Reagan was president, we began cleaning up toxic waste dumps in this country into the Superfund. In 2003, for the first time, because the Bush administration both allowed the Superfund to run out of money and allowed companies to start dumping new kinds of toxins on the landscape, the American landscape became more polluted. We started going backwards after 20 years of progress. 1972, under Richard Nixon, another Republican, we made a national commitment under the Clean Water Act to clean up our rivers and lakes. In 2003, because the Bush administration cut funding for clean water cleanup and because they exempted large factory feedlots from clean water regulation, EPA had to report that for the first time in 30 years, America's waterways had gotten dirtier. And finally, in 1902, Theodore Roosevelt, a third Republican, created Grand Canyon National Monument. And every president since Theodore Roosevelt left office with more of the American landscape protected than he found it. And in only 3 years, uniquely, singularly, and in the violation of the entire trend of the entire 20th century, this President Bush has stripped environmental protection from 235 million acres. It's an area as big as Texas and Oklahoma that is now open to development, which was protected when George Bush became president. I don't think that's balance.
I assume that you're not all that chummy with everyone in the White House these days.
That's a safe assumption.
But I'm trying to get an insight into what you think the thinking might be behind some of the decisions that the Bush administration makes.
Well, in 1970, we made a national compact in this country. It was a national environmental compact, which was we were environmental optimists, and we believed that as a nation we could clean up every waterway, we could modernize every power plant, and we could remedy every toxic waste dump. We said as a nation, you know, everybody in this country is going to have water that's safe to drink. Everybody's going to live in a community where the air doesn't give their kids asthma. And we're going to take time to do it. The federal government's going to help everybody. And we're all going to do it together as a community. I think the fundamental problem with that compact from the point of view of this administration is the everyone part of it. They really don't believe that the community should do very much. They believe individuals should take care of themselves. If you want to have safe drinking water, get yourself your own supply. Buy bottled water. If you want to breathe clean air, move somewhere where the air is cleaner. They really don't believe in the idea that every American ought to enjoy certain basic environmental amenities simply as a consequence of being an American. And I think what motivates them is their concern that if it's the federal government that is cleaning up our toxic waste sites, then people will have faith in the federal government. And they don't have faith in the federal government. In fact, one of their chief advisors says he wants to shrink the federal government down to a size where he can drown it in a bathtub. And I think it's the fact that the environmental compact in this country was based on the idea of an environmental safety net for everyone that they find antithetical to their view that we all ought to be tough, we all ought to be competitive, we all ought to be self-reliant and on our own. And they don't like the fact that the environmental compact said, wait a minute, we're all in this together and we're going to solve it together.